Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome Dominica to Dominica's most talked about talk show. This is the Hot Seat on Q95. 95.1, 95. Or 97.5, 105.7. If you hate to love me, good morning. If you love to hate me, good morning. If you just love to love me, I love you too, all of you, all the same. We're speaking to the chief executive officer of Hummingbird Air. And of course, we can associate some also to Jungle Bay. We've been told celebrating their 10th anniversary this year. Let's say good morning to Sam Raphael. Businessman Sam Raphael, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Matt.
It's been some time I was trying to get you on the radio, man. What have you been up to?
Good morning to you and your audience. It's nice to be back in your studio. It's been a little while. I was taking a little hiatus from the airwaves, focusing on some things, and we'll talk a little about that. But last week when you saw me and we discussed, I mean, aviation is a serious thing, and it has a great significance to the region. We are the most tourism-dependent region in the world, and aviation is how to get from point A to point B. I thought it was appropriate for me to come and join you. But it's always nice to be in your studio and to speak to your audience.
It is a pleasure. Somebody like you has had to find. We're hearing that, you're celebrating your 10th anniversary at Jungle Bay this year?
That's correct. Time does fly, huh? It was not too long ago, 1995, that we opened our doors.
Mm-hmm.
And now, 10 years later, we are... Here, we have a pretty strong product. The feedback on Jungle Bay has been pretty good, as you know. We've won a number of awards. We're now ranked by TripAdvisor as the third top hotel experience in the entire Caribbean. And so this was quite good. I can't take all the credit for it because I've got a pretty talented team of people, mostly from the villages around. And we've done some things that, I don't know, people may have thought was difficult or maybe even impossible to do on that part of the island, to really create that level of service and that level of experience.
Tell me about that dream 10 years ago. Where did this come from?
Well, this dream really came from way more than 10 years ago. I have to go way back because my family migrated in 1967 to the U.S. Virgin Islands. And it was shortly after that I got to go camping in St. John, which we don't hear much about, which is the National Park Island. And that camping experience as an 11-year-old child was what that really led to this whole, my pull towards nature and towards adventure. And I always share this vision that tourism in the Caribbean, really the product that the other islands offer, is really, we can do better than that. And I had the opportunity to come to Dominica and, you can say the rest is history and try to develop something that would give an authentic experience to visitors, not just the nice cottages and not just the property, but to take them through and some of the interesting hikes and some of the experiences, let them taste Dominican cuisine as authentic as possible and really have this unique Dominican experience that they can't get anywhere else other than on this beautiful island.
I know.
And the market has responded very well to that.
I know, as you said, the market has responded very well. A lot of hotels seem to be struggling these days, seem always, that we seem to have some struggle, you know, filling the rooms at many of our hotels in Dominica. But we've been hearing some good things about Jungle Bay, as you said. I mean, the third best experience as it relates to hotel experience. What is the success story there? What is the formula?
I don't know if I can put it oversimplified, but it takes a lot of work. You have to be true to who you are and what you offer. So you can't try to imitate someone else. You have to give an authentic experience. But it has to be a very high level of service. And we focus on responsiveness from the time a person makes the first inquiry, that you're always ahead of them, always responsive, to making sure that they get the best level of service. And again, half of the time, more than that, I'm off the island, so I can't take credit for that. But it is that I think we've inculcated in our Jungle Bay team a sense of a high level of service. And I think this is what the industry in Dominica need to focus on, providing people with a high level of service. Because you don't come to a hotel to say, oh, the room was nice. You never hear that. You always hear, oh, the people were so nice, the food was excellent, the experience was good, you know, those tours and the tour guides were so, you know, they kind of really gave you that good feel, they connected to where you came from, they gave you good information, so on and so forth. So I think if we concentrate on it, I also want to say that I think in addition to Jungle Bay, in all fairness, we do have some other quality experiences in Dominica. I won't list the hotels name by name, but a number of them have been recognized and are being recognized for their high level of service. So Dominica, interestingly, even though we are small in terms of the size of the industry, we do have some properties with a high level of service. We have some that aren't doing very well, and those that aren't doing very well need to basically look at what the successful ones are doing and try to emulate what they're doing. We also have the issue of air access in Dominica, which is a particular challenge to tourism and getting people here. People going, you know, it's always been, it takes too long to come to Dominica, or it's too expensive and it's too difficult, and that is a huge barrier to tourism development. So across the board, that's probably the number one deterrent factor in the industry doing better in Dominica.
What is wrong there? And then I guess you can also relate that to the issue of do we need an international airport? We talk about difficulty with air access. Is it time we consider this big question, if you will?
I think it has been considered, and I think everybody agrees that it would be a good thing to be able to attract people to Dominica from faraway destinations, and so which would require the proper airfield. But I think we should be careful that we don't oversimplify things, and that's one of the things where I think people say somebody else just need to do that. They just need to build an international airport and everything will be fixed. Well, in St. Vincent, they're completing the international airport now, and they don't have any airplanes to come in, and they've been working on that for some time, and they have a bigger industry than we do. We really need to focus simultaneously while we do the infrastructure development on growing the industry. So we need to have now, if we made a decision to build an international airport, it would take 10 to 15 years. 10 is very, very generous, because it takes a long time to move the earth, to do the planning and so on and so forth. So it would be at least 10, and that would be very optimistic, to more practically 15 years by the time we're able to open that. What do you do in between that time? And I think this is where...
So what is priority number right now?
What is priority right now is to move people in and out of Dominica as quickly as we can. And there's been some discussions on that. I happen to subscribe to the suggestion that we right now we need to focus on two strategies. One, the long term, and one, we need to work on short term. What do we need to do now to increase airlift between Dominica and the existing hubs that exist where people come into the region through? And this is where we need to concentrate on reducing the cost, increasing the frequency of traffic between Dominica and those hubs to make it easy for people to say, I want to go to Dominica and this is how I get there. It's simple. You can guarantee to get there the same day with a good level of service. And I think if we concentrate on that and also look beyond that, because we can't just look at what's in front of us, let's say 10, 15 years down the road when we have a tourism industry that's grown and we have increased demand, then we're ready to open that airport, and there's already existing demand. So now, instead of the planes coming to the neighboring island, we can now have sufficient traffic to bring people in, because no aviation operator is going to fly an empty plane. It's not going to happen. And so we need to figure how we're going to fill the airplane first, and then we can.
But how do we fix this, Sam? And I'll ask the following question after you answer, because yes, we've been trying tourism. Is it really working for us? We've heard a few success stories. Yours, of course, Jungle Bay, secret, you know, the secret place down at Portsmouth. What is the right formula for this tourism, this fragile tourism industry in Dominica?
The ecotourism market.
Is it working?
That sustainable tourism market is a huge market internationally. And we have a very, very, very small piece of the pie. We can increase that dramatically. So the question is can it work for Dominica? Absolutely. In addition to that, it's not just tourism, but the type of tourism that we're doing is more an integrated tourism, because all of our produce that we serve at Jungle Bay and these other hotels that you mentioned, Secret Bay, and there are a number of them, all of this stuff comes from the community gardens around, the farmers around. So it's a market for agricultural produce, and we also stimulate agricultural produce for export and so on and so forth. So I think it's an integrated development strategy, and I think that this is something that we need to focus on. It, for me, it's clear as night and day, and it is certainly something that is working. We need to make it work better. We need to put more into it. We need to strengthen it, I think, and it can work better. But it is working, Matt. Has it reached its potential? No, there is certainly room for growth in it. And this is what we need to work on. How do we increase this?
All right, so we're moving forward. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We're talking aviation this morning with the tourism expert there, Mr. Sam Raphael. We're coming back after this.
Hit movies on Digicel Play this summer. Edge of Tomorrow, The 100-Foot Journey, Dracula Untold, The Box Trolls, Show Me a Hero, and more. Plus, the series premiere of The Hypnotist, playing on HBO.
City in a tri-state. E. Dominica Promotion presents the return of the original and authentic King of Kings Calypso Extravaganza. No photocopy, no carbon copy. On August 22nd, in memory of Lord Tokyo, at the Tropical Paradise Ballroom, 1367 Unique Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. The greatest Sky Social winner features King Caressa, King Dice, King Hunter, King Scrunter, King Daddy Chess, King Solo, King Wizard, King Jonada, King NC, King Rabbit, King Shaky, and Queen Tasha B. Also, Young Bull, the Bob Professor, the Luna Sai, Pigtail, and the Buyo Dynamo, Esa Bantan.
You are this Esa Bantan, man. You think it's so?
The authentic King of Kings, backed up by 48 karat gold swinging stars. 8 p.m. meet and greet, 10 p.m. showtime. Entrance $40 in advance, you pay more at the door. It's the real thing. No carbon copy. The King of Kings Calypso Showdown. August 22nd, New York City. Call 646-796-0888.
Mommy, can I have a kiddie tablet this summer, please?
Child, no. I have to worry about who I'm going to pay for your school items and my education so that we can have a good life.
Don't worry. The National Cooperative Credit Union offers a learn while you earn loan on very special terms. You can work and further your education. Let NCCU finance your education. Affordable monthly payments, no fees, and free loan protection coverage. We also provide loans to study overseas and to cover school expenses so your kids can be ready for September.
Mommy, can I please get the tablet?
Paracetamol.
Mamma mia!
I'm just kidding. Okay. Apply at any NCCU branch today for your Learn While You Earn loan. Call 255-2172 or visit our website at www.nccudominica.com.
York City in a tri-state. E. Dominica Promotion presents the return of the original and authentic King of Kings Calypso Extravaganza. No photocopy, no carbon copy. On August 22nd, in memory of Lord Tokyo, at the Tropical Paradise Ballroom, 1367 Unique Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. The greatest Sky Social winner features King Caressa, King Dice, King Hunter, King Scrunter, King Daddy Chess, King Solo, King Wizard, King Jonada, King NC, King Rabbit, King Shaky, and Queen Tasha B. Also, Young Bull, the Bob Professor, the Luna Sai, Pigtail, and the Buyo Dynamo, Esa Bantan.
You are this Esa Bantan, man. You think it's so?
The authentic King of Kings, backed up by 48 karat gold swinging stars. 8 p.m. meet and greet, 10 p.m. showtime. Entrance $40 in advance, you pay more at the door. It's the real thing, no carbon copy. The King of Kings Calypso Showdown, August 22nd, New York City. Call 646-796-0888.
We're going to come back to Sam Raphael in a few minutes. When we come back, we'll talk about the incident, accident. I know you want to know a little about that. Stick around. Lord Tokyo. In his honor this Saturday. Let me say good morning to Waddix as we take a pause with Sam Ralph out here. Talk Kings of Kings. Hello, Waddix.
Good morning to you, my friend. Spelty Junior. It's always a pleasure to be in your company.
I see you groove into that groove there, boy.
Yeah, that's my kind of vibes. That's my kind of vibes, I tell you. And I really love the art form of calypso. I think it's a very important musical genre with historical background. And one must remember the sacrifices of our forefathers and the millions of blood beneath the Atlantic Ocean. And we did survive as a people, and we are descendants, and that's why we have to continue to celebrate Calypso, that noble art form that was created on the slave plantations, and continue to be an integral part of us as a people, and celebrated during our emancipation, during our carnival activities. So I'm very excited when I hear Calypso, especially from the reigning, as a matter of fact, the former monarch, and that's why we're doing this special tribute to a fallen comrade. Nothing much has been done in his honor locally, but E. Dominica Promotions and Marie Clark felt it's very important because he was an integral part of the whole movement in New York City. Tokyo, a man that would sell about 100 tickets just to add and to be part of this movement. And he was one of two Calypsonians in the 10 editions prior to this year to have performed at all the King of Kings extravaganza. So it was very important for us to actually do it in his honor. And I feel very privileged to be part of this monumental occasion. It's an historic occasion. We want to document every moment of it so that it can be shown 20 and 30 years as not only a document of the King of Kings, but of Calypso, where for the first time, so many kings will be in one spot, Tropical Paradise Ballroom, 1367 Utica Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. I mean, what else can you ask for? The greatest exponents of Calypso in Dominica, those who have excelled, the gladiators, the ace in terms of our Calypso, barring a few, like the one I heard you play a while ago. I wish we could have had him this year. But due to commitments or the commitments, we can't have the Hurricane. But apart from the Hurricane and possibly others who have excelled, we have the greatest gladiators. And I mean, when you have folks like the reigning monarch already in the Apple, and that's Caressa, and it's good to see the photographs on Facebook that Caressa is already in New York City. Dice, already in New York City, performed the last weekend to thunderous applause in the Tri-State area. Hunter, Scrunter, we have Daddy Chess, a former monarch, and Soka Monarch. The NC making a big return. Harlem Bombers, Matt, I'm not sure if you remember this one. I'm not sure if you remember never the one about Watch Your Bottom, which may be, interpreted differently, but it was about the AIDS, HIV virus, and we should watch ourselves, guard ourselves. And we also have the Rabbit, possibly one of the most sensational performers ever from Dominica, dynamic in terms of stage antics, and Road Match tunes. Shaky making a comeback, the youngest ever monarch from Dominica, the Tronada from St. Mary's Academy, straight to the monarchy. And one remember those days at the Carib Cinema. The Wizard, two-time monarch, King Solo, one of three in the history of Dominica to ever thrip it. And you know that, Matt? Solo is one of only three?
One of three.
To thrip it.
I've heard that.
Yes, and those who remember Simbot, a masterpiece that you should get into your archives, Matt, because I know you're one of those who follow Calypso deeply. You should try to get Simbot. Simbot was a character in town, and Solo had the ability to pen one in dedication to that particular character. And then we also have Tasha P, the only female monarch ever in our 59 history of Calypso in Dominica. I'm not sure why Fredos can sing, Tasha can sing, and why, how come Dexter, your brother, can sing. I'm not sure where the chromosomes came from, but you didn't seem to get the chromosomes.
I thought you were going to ask the other question. Well, I'll give Fredos a break this one.
Well, Fredos is a road match. Is a road
I know
match
that, winner. I know that.
Mm. Dexter, your brother, is a singer. I'm not sure which part of the penalty. Chromosomes, you suspect you got the talking, but not the singing aspect of it.
You never know. That might come as much next year.
You will sing.
You never know in New York.
You might sing in New York. Okay. And then we also have, well, the sexiest man is no longer the fat man. He's now a calf, the young bull.
Yes, size 38 this day.
Yes, size 38 this day. And I'm looking good, and we'll be sounding even better. The Lugas for the first time in New York. Sigh. Prolific performer, frontman Daryl Bob. We know of his antics and flamboyance on stage. The Professor already in the New York, and we want to already congratulate the brother making a different move now. He's on studies, as we have Anne Marie and the rest of the brothers in New York. Let's take them one time.
On the line there. Hello, Anne Marie.
Good morning, my friend. Say good morning to you, Addicts, and to all your listeners. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Anne Marie, and the rest of the crew there. What's going on in New York?
New York, big things happening in New York. You know, this Saturday, as Waddix has been saying all along, August 22nd, the King of Kings, all the big kings. We have a star-studded lineup for you, like Waddix would say. And on the line with me, I have the King Dice, the King Caressa, Queen Tasha P, the Mighty Pigtail, and the Professor. They are already in New York, together with the Wizard and the NC and the Rabbit and the Shaky and Trinada and Solo, who already reside in New York. So without no further ado, I'm going to pass it on to the Kings and let the world know that they are here and they are ready to perform on Saturday.
All right, let's have the Kings. Who's going to go first this morning?
Seven times Kings. I'll go first.
Oh, you'll go first.
Well, I don't start talking already. You're not hearing me?
Yes, you're live, the Dice.
People emptying King Dicey. I take it forward. Everybody already knew that I'm here. Matt, we waiting for you a long time. You know what, you might be there too. Everybody's going to be there at the show. You know, so we're there already. I have my bed light on, nice and airy. You know, I'm very comfortable. And I'm just waiting for this weekend so we can mash up the King.
So you ready to go, Dicey?
I see I was born that way. I'm Waddix.
All right, let's have the other Kings here this time.
Iranian, can I have the Iranian monarch? Caressa, are you on the line?
Hey.
Hey. Afuawi.
Well, Caressa is there already and set to go, you know. Caressa is properly rehearsed, doing his exercise regular in the morning, drinking vitamin, drinking a little bush tea, and Caressa ready like Freddy.
So the Caressa, how many numbers you will be doing in New York?
I didn't get that, sorry.
I am asking, how many numbers will you do in New York on Saturday?
Well, I will do on the theater. I will do as much as the crowd wants.
Okay.
I will not stay too long. you know there are certain numbers that definitely will have to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And those for sure, you know, the dog race, people coming through to make sure they get a taste of the dog race. Call me name for sure. And you know the numbers in the for the past year, Caressa is just all set and ready to go. And of course, if the crowd, there's a favorite that the crowd wants, Caressa will be prepared to do that as well.
Caressa, it seems that you're energized in New York and ready to go.
Oh, well, I came from Australia with a lot of energy. and from a rich New York, and Marie had me going all over the place, making sure that Caressa is properly taken care of. And of course, I'm all set and ready to go. I just want the entire Dominican public to come down in large number. And let us have a good time. Let us have a little reunion. Let us just have a calypso of a lifetime.
Somebody else is on the telephone and ready to go. That was King Caressa. Before that, we heard King Dice. Who's ready at this time?
Tasha P is ready right now.
Hey, Tasha P, the monarch, the only female monarch in Calypso.
Yeah, big up, big up, big up. Good morning to you, Matt. Good morning to Wadik. Good morning to all the listeners. And Mary Wago and my Christian. The two of us that have, you know, the feminine vibes in the place. Yeah, so I would just like to say to all the Dominicans out there who are coming out to support tonight, you will not be disappointed. If you have a Lucian friend, a Vinci friend, a Bajan friend, a Jamaican friend, wherever they're from, New York, Michigan, Tortola, anywhere, wherever they're from, tell them come and support Dominica College so they'll not be disappointed. Come, bring your family, bring your friends, bring your money to buy your drinks. As Dai say, you know, you pull up in our bed, comfortable. We're going to give you a fantastic show on Saturday, 22nd of August. You know, Anne-Marie never disappoints with her shows. They are always grand and in style and phenomenal because, you know, the King of Kings show is one like no other. So come support all of us. Come support your girl, Tasha P, and all the other monarchs and all the other performers who are coming up. And as I said, if you come, you will not be disappointed. If you don't come, you'll be missing out. So yes, big up to everybody listening live.
All right, Wadix, I suspect the whole crowd there seem energized.
Yeah, man, madam, everything is in place. I'm not sure if the professor is on the line because he really is one of the premier acts for this year. And he's a stardom monarch, the reigning stardom monarch. And we want to wish him well as he is en route to pursue his studies. And he got a scholarship, we understood. So I think he's on the line. Let's see if we can have a word or two from the professor quickly before I round out.
Hello.
The professor, are you there, Shelley?
Morning, everybody.
All right. Morning to you, professor. Professor, are you ready for New York?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Right now in Maryland, Friday morning, Brighton area. Shelley be taking the bus down to New York.
Okay, so you're actually in Maryland as we speak, but we're having a sort of a conference call this morning, and a lot of the kings are basically online wanting to say, you know, a thing or two and add their two pence to this great energy that we see emerging in New York and ready to go on Saturday. Professor, what will you be doing in New York, and how do you encourage the patrons to come forward?
Well, I'm in New York, I'll be strictly apologizing, you know, I'm coming with all my tissues and stuff to cry and say sorry. Everybody to come out and apologize. We don't know what we're apologizing for, but, you know, it's always good to apologize. Everybody to come down to New York this Saturday because we're going to apologize. Sorry, we did not, you know.
Thank you, boy. I like the vibes coming forward. That was the professor up there in Maryland on this conference call. And Anne-Marie, who else is on the line this morning?
Pigtail.
Oh, Pigtail is here. Voodoo on the port. Pigtail, are you doing?
Matt.
Yes.
I want to be customs duty. Yeah, man. Voodoo on the port, man. Matt, man.
Is there still voodoo on the port, Pigtail?
What's that?
I was just asking, is there still voodoo on the port?
Well, I'll have to find out and put it in song, man.
All right, well, I guess we'll hear a lot of that on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And you'll find out if there's any more voodoo on the port, man.
Well, if there is still voodoo on the port, you can add another verse on Saturday.
But I didn't hear that. Sorry about
I said if there's still voodoo on the port, I'll bring up the information for you and you can add a new verse.
Okay, no problem, man. But all I want to say, I want to tell Dominicans, come out to support the Big Bill. The Big Bill is the only Caribbean on that show who has not been on the big or the main stage Caribbean show, but I'm still a monarch.
Mm-hmm.
To tell Monarch of the port. And I'm just telling the big guns, look out for the big deal. Whoever is seen after the big deal, me come, blue man.
I like that. The boy have a lot of energy there, boy, Wadix. A lot of confidence moving forward.
And that's a good feat, as we really want to thank, all the Calypsonians who have endorsed this particular production. And we also will be having Asa Banton. I call him the Buyo Dynamo, the Buyo lyricist, the one to have revolutionized the Buyo industry, the Buyo music, continue relentlessly like a treasury to belch heat after heat. So Asa Banton will also be at the rear of this particular show and backed up by 48 Karat Gold Swinging Stars. You can get your tickets $40 in advance. For more information, you could call 646-796-0888. And there are a few people that have been very important in partnering this particular endeavor. They saw it as something very important for not only Dominica, but for Caribbean and for Calypso. And that's QFM. Thank you very much, Mrs. Sheridan Gregoire. Tremendous, tremendous person. And a Dominican doing tremendous work. DBS Radio, DNO, and in particular, Team Dura, Neo Expression, Digicel, the Bigger Better Network, Discover Dominica Authority, the Dominica Calypso Association for endorsing this particular venture. Also, Secret Bay, JX Rental, Donkey & Stowe, Urgent Care, Bullseye Pharmacy, Test Auto New York City, Cholo Bakery New York City, Garo Enterprises, Screws Sulfur Spa. I know to when last you visited Screws Mart or the Kalai John Baptist. I recently passed there. And I heard that you haven't been there for a while. So you should do that, Matt, just before you move out. So I guess you're heading out tomorrow, Matt?
Yes, it looks like
via Hummingbird, I suspect.
Oh, yes, a perfect partner.
Via Hummingbird.
Yes.
Okay. And we also have...
I'm confidence, you know, in Hummingbird.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, man. And we also have Spice Island, also Reed Law Group, also the government of Dominica endorsing this project. Most importantly, we'll be doing it in honor of a fallen comrade, a fallen soldier, a former monarch, and that's Lord Tokyo. We plan to have a meet and greet from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock where fans can come in. At that particular moment, we will have videos, images of Tokyo and the music of Tokyo prior to the big show. And we really want to urge Dominicans, people far and wide from Miami, go across to Alaska, Toronto, Canada, move across. The place will be a tropical paradise ballroom, 1367 Utica Avenue. Be part of history as we try to document and transport the culture of Dominica to the tri-state. Several Dominicans, hundreds of Dominicans, for various reasons, are unable to come to Dominica. And that's why we bring the Calypso, this particular art form that has been with us from the slave plantations and have survived and continue to survive. And Dominica, one of the biggest mouthpieces in terms of bringing that particular art form to the fore. To come across this Saturday, countdown is on. Get your tickets. Do so in advance, otherwise you pay more at the door. And we want to really thank you, Matt. I hope to see you there. I'm not sure how are you going to get there, by when will you get there, but then with with the partnership that you are forging, which I will discuss with after with Mr. Sam, I know definitely you'll be there. But the most important thing, it's an experience where Dominicans can come together under one umbrella and celebrate Dominica and celebrate love and peace and unity. We may have several diversions in our nature isle, but when we go out there, all of us, every single one of us, love our beloved country. And Calypso is one of those art forms that can really bring that perspective. It's a historical background of what transpires throughout Dominica. And if you go back to Calypso several years ago, you'll see how relevant they are today. Even this one from the hurricane you played earlier, very relevant to Dominica and to life in general, a wounded lion. So enough respect to you, Matt, and the avenue you have given to Dominica and Dominicans far and wide to release their stress. If this avenue was not available, I'm not sure what would become of our democracy. And I really want to thank Mr. G once again for this endorsing this particular project. And Dominica, we look forward to seeing you this coming Saturday. See you, Mr. Raphael. Maximum respect, Matt Peltier.
York City in a tri-state. E. Dominica Promotion presents the return of the original and authentic King of Kings Calypso Extravaganza. No photocopy, no carbon copy. On August 22nd, in memory of Lord Tokyo, at the Tropical Paradise Ballroom, 1367 Unique Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. The greatest Sky Social winner features King Caressa, King Dice, King Hunter, King Scrunter, King Daddy Chess, King Solo, King Weezer, King Jonada, King NC, King Rabbit, King Shaky, and Queen Tasha B. Also, Young Bull, the Bob Professor, the Luka Sai, Pigtail, and the Buyo Dynamo, is abandoned. You want this case, abandoned, man. You think it's so? The authentic King of Kings, backed up by 48 karat gold swinging stars. 8 p.m. meet and greet, 10 p.m. showtime. Entrance $40 in advance, you pay more at the door. It's the real thing. No carbon copy. The King of Kings Calypso Showdown. August 22nd, New York City. Call 646-796-0888.
All right, Dominica, we are back here. We're speaking to Sam Raphael for a few more minutes here on Q95 Radio, the hot set. We speak in the aviation industry, of course, tourism, hotels. We have so much to talk about and so limited time. But Sam, let's speak quickly to the accident which took place there in Anguilla with Hamid Badir earlier this week. What happened?
In Barbuda.
Barbuda, sir.
Yeah, most people don't know where Barbuda is. It's a small outer island, sister island to Antigua. I was on a private visit as a developer to that island. I'd left Antigua and we landed in Barbuda. And after landing, I thought everything was fine. And apparently one of the landing gears collapsed on the right one, which caused the airplane to tilt to the right. The pilot really did a good job because there were five persons in the airplane in addition to the pilot. I mean, we all felt very safe. No one got injured in any way. And he basically steered the airplane, veered it off to the right side, which is what it was leaning towards. And that's what the incident was. We certainly now need to go back and find out exactly what caused that landing gear to collapse, because the Beech 99 is a solid aircraft, and this is very unusual. So right now there's a team between the, you know, aviation authorities. ECA was on the scene and their helicopter within an hour. So it's their jurisdiction. They launched the initial investigation, and the FAA, because we are a U.S. certificated airline, it's even though this was not an airline trip per se, but we still under FAA registration, so they want to find out, the manufacturer wants to find out, the insurance companies out there, our technical team, and we have a very strong technical team, so got a group of folks in and out of Barbuda today and over the next few days and weeks trying to figure out.
But you're still in the air though. There are still other airplanes.
Yes. We have three airplanes. We have one. We were actually working on a fourth one. So we now have two, and our route schedule is designed to always have a backup airplane. So this isn't going to affect our normal operation. There is no real structural damage to the airplane. Of course, we're very concerned before getting it back up again and getting it totally restored, finding out exactly what caused that landing gear, because you don't want to trivialize that and have these sorts of things happen again. I mean, aviation is something, it's very sensitive, very delicate, and anytime you have something happen in aviation, you know, in the region, it's news, because they move very fast, and people can get hurt if you're not very, very focused on maintenance and on operating. And so this, I think, is something.
Oh, but you're very confident moving forward, though.
Yes.
Even in light of this incident.
Even in light of it. I'll just give you an example. One of another small airline in the Caribbean, I mean, over the past 10 years, they've had, with the operate Cessna 402s, they've had five landing gears collapse in the Cessna 402, which is not unusual for that airplane. This sort of thing, you can't cut and run when you have, you know, an incident. You certainly need to use that to where you strengthen your maintenance, you strengthen your training. So right now, it's preliminary. The landing gear collapsed, yes. We need to find out why and to ensure that this sort of thing doesn't happen again and to strengthen ourselves. No, the commitment that I have and the commitment that Hummingbird has, and I've got a very strong director of operation, very strong chief pilot, very strong director of maintenance, and very strong chief technician, and a strong team that we're assembling of aviation professionals that's been in the industry for a very long time. We're not in it to cut and run. And so this is something that we're going to build on. It certainly is not good for the brand when you have these things. So we want to make sure that the news people hear about Hummingbird is always positive. But when you're exposed to business and so on, you always have to be prepared to take a setback. And this is one that that we're going to move beyond.
All right, let's take a quick phone call. Hello.
Yeah, good morning, Matt.
Yes.
Mr. Raphael.
Yes.
I didn't do avionics. I cannot comment on your incidents with your plane. But what I can comment on, Mr. Raphael, is that I worked with Public Works Garage when we were doing the initial works, the road works, to get your hotel on the way, your hotel scene on the way. And exactly how I envisaged there to be, that's how it was. And, you know, I was there in the early stages of the road doing and whatever. And I only got to visit there early last year, you know, since after being there in the early stages. And it's really great. I really love it. I will advertise it as much as I possibly can because I think it is really great for Dominica. And thanks for that dream you got since when you were 11. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Thanks for the dream, he says. Hello, talk to me.
Grace.
Yes.
Mercy and peace.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Mr. Raphael.
Good morning, Brother Paul.
And good morning to your listeners. On behalf of the people of the Southeast, I want to extend congratulations to you as you observe your 10th anniversary of operation in the Southeast. You have been an enterprise that has really taken care of the elderly, the farmers, the school children, and even the disabled. So I think your enterprise is a tremendous asset, and it was a good dream that you dreamt to open up that business in the Southeast. So on behalf of even the school children that you have taken care of, who are not able to call this morning, I take the liberty on their behalf to say thanks on behalf of the entire Southeastern community. With your plane that has got down, got that incident, I believe the Lord is with you. You're a godly man, you're a prayerful man, and I think the prayers of the saints in the Southeast and elsewhere are with you, and everything will end well. In God we trust. God bless you, Mr. Raphael, and your beloved wife, whom I love even more than you.
You have some competition there, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Joseph, thank you. And, you know, as I kind of said earlier, I spoke about the employees, but the community of the Southeast, this is our 10th anniversary. By the way, Mr. Joseph, I don't know if you'll be able to make it. You were there at our opening, but we are celebrating on October 1, our 10th anniversary, and the public is invited, but certainly the persons from the Southeast that have worked with us and have supported and have provided us from eggs to fish to all the produce and all the support, and I can't speak enough about the support that Jungle Bay has gotten from the people of the Southeast. We invite you all on October 1 to celebrate because it's a community thing. So thanks again for your support.
All right, thank you very much. Let's take another phone call, then we'll ask Sam Raphael a question as it relates to tax within the aviation industry, and we'll make another stop this morning. Hello.
Good day, Matt. Good day, Sam.
Yes.
This is Frida checking on you. Everything is good, and I am happy to even hear your voice in the air, so keep doing the good work, and you know Frida always there with you. Thank you, man.
Thank you very much. But Sam, you did say that you were on your way to Anguilla, was it? Is there something going on there? I'm hearing things in the pipeline happening there. Can you give us an insight as to what's happening?
You keep trying to put me in Anguilla. It is Barbuda.
Barbuda. Yes. I don't know why Anguilla, Barbuda. Mm-hmm. Some development taking place there? Is there something new that you...
Yeah, that's correct. And we are opening... We are working on developing a sister property to Jungle Bay in Barbuda. So... You get it first on your show. This is not public information. It is now that we're working on developing Mystic Bay, and we were going, our team, our architects, and our consultants, we've been...
Something similar to what we see.
Something similar. Again, we worked on the template, which is Jungle Bay Dominica. That's the mothership.
Uh-huh.
The idea is to develop sister properties on some hidden islands. Barbuda is very different. It's a sandy island, it's flat, but it's also a very hidden destination. So it has some of the characteristics of the southeast of Dominica.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the activities, for instance, the white sand beaches, bicycling, some of the things we can't offer here, we offer there. So a lot of our guests, and we have a growing, growing pool of guests that come every year to do yoga and all sorts of things, and they keep asking about someplace else in the Caribbean. So they can do 1 week in Dominica and 1 week in Barbuda, 1 week there, 1 week here. So it's we're creating an outpost for the natural growth. So the place is going to be called Mystic Bay, and we anticipate, because of the growth demand that we have, that in about 3 years that we will need a sister property. So you get it first.
I got it first right here on the Q95 hot set. And it happens. All my telephone lines are going at this time. But, of course, we have time limitations. Let me just ask Mr. Sam Raphael, because I heard it recently. Big meeting held in Dominica, Hotel Association meeting. And one of the top executives from Barbados was commenting a concern, what seemed to be an increase, if you will, in air travel as it relates to the fares. Mm-hmm. Why is it so expensive to travel intra-regionally?
Well, it's expensive. Part of the reason, the maintenance on the airplanes. You've got salt going into those engines every time you turn those things on. And the maintenance of airplanes is very expensive. The size of the market is small, so you don't have 500 people in your plane or 400 people. Some have, you know, 30, some have, in our case, 9. So you then have to pay for all of these services. Additionally, the taxation and some of the other factors in the Caribbean.
Government taxes.
Yeah, it really is unfortunate, because we need people to move people around so they can spend money in the islands to develop trade and to boost the economy. But it's like killing the goose before she lays an egg, because they're overtaxed with respect to transportation, which is passed on to the consumer.
How much of that ticket is government tax?
Oh my God, a significant portion of it. A significant portion of the ticket is. It varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Sometimes it can be 40% of the ticket cost.
40%?
Yeah, it can be that. So when you have to pay that, it makes it very difficult. And especially in the case of Dominica, we cannot attract traffic from outside of the region. So in our case, all our traffic comes from landing someplace else and connecting. So the regional aviation is most important. It's critical for Dominica. So it's important that we create an enabling environment where we have less cost associated with people traveling to this island. And so this is one of the things that I think the policymakers, the decision makers across the board, sure, government needs revenue, they need taxes, and that we can acknowledge that. But at what part of the chain do you let them come here first and then tax on other activities, or do you tax them when they're coming in to discourage them from coming in? And that's what aviation taxes.
Because I remember a few years ago, going to Antigua, for example, it would cost you $250. So it would be easy to travel to Antigua and spend one or two nights there. But it appears, I mean, even sometimes the ticket prices to, I'm just using Antigua for an example, $800. I mean, really?
Yeah, that's high. And, you know, another thing, we talk aviation, and I talk both tourism and aviation, but a lot of people coming into the region, and what we're seeing is they want to go to more than one island for their holiday. You come from Germany, you come from Switzerland, you come all of these countries, they take long vacations, and they come to, they want to taste Dominica, they want to taste Barbados, maybe they want to taste, because of the different, how do you get from one island to the other? And it's just difficulty in traveling in the first place. So sometimes it's not even the cost alone, it's a difficulty. But then we should create seamless packages, especially Dominica, because we can't catch them when they come in, because they have to come someplace else. So what we do at Jungle Bay, and you ask one of the things, and I'll put it out, is we do multi-destination packages. So maybe they come from Air France to Guadeloupe, or they come British Airways to Antigua, or whatever, and we work with operators, or we create our own packages where they can taste several islands. But the air link between those islands and Dominica have to exist, and it have to be seamless, because what we put up with aviation in the Caribbean, the visitor isn't going to put up with that. If you say, I want to go to Europe, I want to go to Germany. You certainly expect to be able to go to Germany if you're going to go for 3 weeks, but you want to leave and go to Switzerland, you want to leave and go to these other countries, and you can do so by train. If you go to the US, maybe you don't just stay in New York, you want to go to New Jersey, you want to go some. The same thing when people think of traveling to the Caribbean, because they see us as a region, and that's the only advantage we have, is all of these different islands. We must focus, as we focus on aviation coming into the region, we must concentrate on aviation going within the region. And one of the things I think we need to put some real serious thought in, not just as passing comments, but on aviation in Dominica. How can we, over the next decade and a half, how can we really develop seamless connections between Dominica and the hubs so that we can build our industry, so that when we have direct air access, that we can already have the demand in place.
Sam, all my telephone lines are going, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to invite you back because of time limitations here this morning and other scheduled programs. But before you go quickly, people are already calling. I need to get to St. Croix. I need to get to St. Thomas, people who are not aware. Can you tell us what days that you fly to these various destinations and what destinations you fly to as we wrap it up this morning?
Yeah, well,
with Hummingbird.
Our principal base is in St. Croix, so we fly to St. Croix and St. Thomas on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. We fly to Tortola BVI on Mondays and Fridays. That's our Dominica service. We started St. Martin, but again, going back to cost, we have three handlers we learned now that we have to do in St. Martin, our first ground handler. Then we've got to get someone, Menzies, to handle the baggage. Then you have to get a third person to do any cargo. When you add it up, it doesn't make sense. So we've had to cut St. Martin out for now, at least from the Dominica side, going into Juliana Airport, and we may be working on something in the future. But right now, folks, if you want to get to the British Virgin Islands, it's Hummingbird Fridays and Mondays, direct nonstop. And if you want to get to the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Croix, St. Thomas, it's Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. We also do cargo and packages. We have an exciting ShopNet thing. I think my lady is going to come a little later.
Your representative will be here after 10.
It's fantastic, and that is growing. And it's not just packages ordered from the internet, it's care packages from your friends and family in the U.S. Or if you have letters you need to send to the U.S., we, with our 5 flights coming into Dominica a week, we've created a way to transship through the Virgin Islands, where in 4 days, you know, in 5 days from the day you make your order, your package will be in Dominica. So we offer express service at what is cargo prices. So that's an exciting product.
Sam, I need you to come back and let's talk a little more, because my telephones are going. We don't have the time. Let's talk again soon.
Thank you for inviting me, Mike.
Thank you very much. Thank you.